Oh God, may your words become life in our lives. Amen.
Amen.
You can sit. Sorry, it's Mike. So, as many of you know, our church is beginning learning and sharing the way of love, which is an initiative of the church and the presiding bishop. And last Sunday we began this journey talking about what it means to turn our way. Today, the main word of the way of love is to learn. And when I was invited to preach today, I began seeing the word learn, and immediately the first image that came to my mind was my family. Many of you know that I'm from Cuba originally, and I was born in the 80s, where it was the boom of the Russian-Cuban economy of the country, so everything was very developed at that time. And the families there, that generation of children, were taught that to be a good person in life, you need to be a good student in school. If you go to school, if you behave, if you learn from teachers, you will be a very good person in the future. So all the future is guaranteed for you if you behave and if you are a good learner. I became a Christian in Cuba in the 90s, where it was a religious boom at that time. Many people went to churches after more than 30 years without having the church as a space to gather because of the socialist background. So as part of the church in the 90s, I realized that for Christians, for the church, to learn, it is not to really acquire knowledge from books, but it was something else. In the church, we are taught by the Bible about the difference between learning and wisdom. And for us as Christians, it is impossible to graduate ourselves as Christians. There is not a diploma when at some point in our journey of faith, we receive a diploma saying, you are graduated, you are fine, everything will be fine in the future. No. The Christian faith is a continuous journey and a way to discover who we are and who is God for us. So in this whole process of faith, in our journey as Christians, we discover that being a Christian is not learning few Bible texts. It is not learning dogma of the church. It is not learning the Ten Commandments. As you may remember, there is this Bible text, which is an amazing Bible text, of a guy who came to Jesus saying, "Look, I'm looking for the eternal life. I have been following. I know by heart the Ten Commandments. And here I am looking for something else." And Jesus said, yeah, you can have learned in your life the Ten Commandments, but this is not what this is about. This is about something else. This is about developing and trying to be open to the wisdom of God. So being a Christian is not about getting knowledge from a source. It's about developing our wisdom as human beings and as Christians. In the Bible, there is a lot of information about what is the wisdom we Christians are looking for. There are Bible texts that speak that wisdom was there at the beginning in the creation. It is this wisdom of God that created everything, and it is so powerful that this wisdom was the energy that God put into the world, creating everything. And there are some other Bible texts that describe wisdom as a female. A female, like these kind of images that mothers gather around their children, and taught them what it is to be a good person, and how to behave in life, and how to be good for others. That's the image in some Bible text that speaks about wisdom. Wisdom is like a mother teaching and trying to pass to the old generations what it is to be a good person. And of course, as Christians, we see Jesus Christ as the revelation, the excellent revelation of the wisdom of God. Because Jesus, being human as we are, he taught us what it is to be a fully human being. What it is really to be aware of God being there for us, and how to put into action that wisdom that comes from God. Today, in the parables we listen as part of the gospel reading, there is also this kind of idea that the kingdom of God is there in Jesus' teachings. Parables are simple stories where Jesus teaches how to be good Christians, and how to behave, and how to share that wisdom of God with others. And there are some kind of signs in those parables we heard about what wisdom is. The wisdom to read God's signs, or the signs of the kingdom among us, and the wisdom to find the clues of God's presence in our midst. It is also the wisdom to commit fully with God's kingdom. The person in the parable knew that he found something extraordinary, and he invested all he has in that project. The wisdom that is not from our brain, from the knowledge we get reading something, but it is a wisdom that includes not only our rational, but our feelings, our needs, our desires, our concerns, our doubts. And it is also the wisdom to look what it is really valuable, what it is really powerful in God's kingdom. Like these fine pearls that this person find walking around. And to let pass the fruitless, the useless things in life, and things that don't really edify who we are and who our family needs. But it is also, this is the only way to really walk in the way of love. To look for this wisdom, to find God's presence, God's tiny, small presence, signs of God in our midst. Sometimes we walk around in our lives, the routine is sometimes so powerful that doesn't allow us to really understand and see that small signs of God's presence. And we all the time are invited to ask God for wisdom, to open our eyes, not for big, high teachings, but to really find God's self, to really find God's presence around us all the time. So when we continue gathering here in church to walk the way of love during all this season, my invitation is to learn about God's presence, to learn about how God reveals around us, and to have our eyes open for God's presence, for those fine pearls that are around us. And sometimes we are so entertained in other stuff that we can see them and identify them. May God give you wide eyes to open our hearts and to see God's presence and the kingdom's presence around